It's a football. It's a football.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan. Hey, Karan.
Hey, guys.
So Karan is joining us.
Good to be back.
Like always, all the way from Gurgaon, or Gurugram as it is now called. And Karan, how is the fog doing out there?
Well, the smog has disappeared, the fog has set in, and I pretty much shiver all the way to work these days.
Okay. And speaking of fog, London, let's dive into the football action this week, and a lot of it involves teams from London. So Chelsea versus West Brom, 1-0 winners, Diego Costa strike. Like somebody, a fellow Liverpool fan, mentioned to me on Twitter that they seem to have this relentlessness about them this season, Chelsea, and probably it's Chelsea's league to lose.
Well, yes, definitely. I think if you really have to judge the entire season that's been played out so far, I think all in all, Chelsea have been the best overall. They definitely didn't have the best of starts to the season. That result, again, I go back to that result against Arsenal, which they had a bit earlier, where they were quite woeful. I think it's pretty fair to say they put that behind them and they really stepped up to the plate. And I think the fact that you in fact mentioned that they seem to be showing this tenacity that was probably missing last season, I think that has a lot to do with the kind of character that Conte is.
Okay, and that seems to be also why they seem to be so relentless, because Conte is a hard worker himself, makes the team work incredibly hard. Probably what is seeping through the Chelsea work ethic. And speaking of work ethic slipping into the team, Leicester versus Man City. City were ran absolutely ragged by the defending champs. They did this to them last season, which was kind of a surprise, at the Etihad, where they really tore them apart. Remember Man City at that time were under Manuel Pellegrini. This is Man City under Pep Guardiola. But same problems. 3 goals conceded in the first 20 minutes.
I think, to be honest with you, Pep is still trying to figure out, in many ways, his best City lineup, because as much money as City has spent over, you know, in their recent history, the kind of world-class players that they have in their squad, it has always, you know, boiled down to individuals, and that's always been the case. It was either in Aguero or in defence, it was always a company. When he was missing, you know, they seemed quite lost, devoid of any sort of leadership and any sort of organisation, and it's just the same issue all over again, which is quite surprising considering the kind of talent that they have at their disposal.
And they were completely in disarray at the back. Maybe this is an issue to discuss for some other time, but that was the shock result of the week. And we finally get to one more result before we move into our main segment. That result would be Manchester United 1, Tottenham Hotspur 0. We were discussing before the game, Karan, that Jose Mourinho seems to have lost his mojo, much like Ace Ventura did midway through the second movie When Nature Calls. But then he kind of bounces back. So I think Jose just stood up today and said, all righty then, let's get this done.
It was about time, because I think they had what, 3 draws in a row in the Premier League. And again, it's a question similar to Pep Guardiola. I think Mourinho is still trying to figure out what his best United 11 is. Although he has the additional headache of, you know, a lot of players not really performing to their ultimate potentials.
Well, amazingly, he did pick Mkhitaryan finally. Mkhitaryan, who did splendidly in the midweek game, the Thursday night game actually in the Europa League, scored again a fantastic strike, despite the fact that this was off a Tottenham defensive error that he got the ball in the first place. But United managed to close this out. Pogba looked impressive. Mkhitaryan unfortunately had to leave field with injury, which means he'd be out for a couple of more games maybe. Putting Mourinho back in the same problem that he had, which is how does he pick a consistent 11 to win games for the coming time?
I think your guess is as good as mine, because I always felt that after the debacle that the United experienced last season, probably the one person who would be able to turn things around for United would be Mourinho, and he himself is, kind of lost in the whole scenario right now. But having said that, I still think that they do still have the squad to turn things around. It's a question of it's a question of when they start doing it, because they're slowly starting to run out of time. And considering the fact that the kind of season that Liverpool are having, there's a very good chance that they could miss out on the top four again.
Okay, so you were saying essentially that Mourinho needs to figure out quickly what his team is and his tactics are, because this is an unusually long time for Mourinho to figure out tactics, teams, things like that, because usually he is much more sharper than that. It's been quite a long time since we last saw a real Mourinho tactical masterclass. Most of it now is circumstantial evidence, as you said. And then going ahead, like you mentioned, United really haven't turned a corner with this Tottenham win, but they needed to win this. So they essentially have seen a sign that says there is a corner ahead, but at an indeterminate distance, and you can turn it whenever you like. Okay, from there, from a London team losing to a London team that has been winning a lot, quite an impressive unbeaten run in the league, and that would be Arsenal, a team that actually got over its November curse, did fantastically well in November, and now doing well into December. Uncharted waters for Arsenal, because they seem to be doing very, very well. They're briefly top of the table before Chelsea won today. They seem to be, deserving to be out there playing some very confident football. Yesterday, after they went 1-0 down against Stoke, they bounced back splendidly, and almost everybody seemed to know they will bounce back. So this is the problem with Arsenal. You've got these two Arsenals. You do not really know which one will you get. It's like a Schrodinger's Arsenal that we don't know if we get the good one or the bad one.
Well, to be honest with you, it's been a very, very, very long time since we've actually seen such a consistent run from Arsenal. And they are definitely contenders, but then history suggests, or at least the last 10 years suggests, that you are definitely running a risk if you want to put your money on Arsenal, because fair enough, they definitely got put in the performances and have the results to show for it. But it's going to be a question of are they going to be able to sustain it till May, because that's always been a bit of a Achilles heel for Arsenal.
And we are entering that phase where this is the festive time where the English Premier League is different from all the other leagues, that when all the other leagues are actually cutting down on games. This is where this is the time where you have to play 4 games in 7 days and things like that, which really stretch out teams who have injuries and so on. So maybe Arsenal are ripe for the picking there.
Definitely. I mean, if any team knows about the injury curse, it's Arsenal, because every season it seems to be the same old broken record kind of a scenario again. I mean, they do well and then they have a couple of injuries, and it's quite surprising. Probably somewhere down the line we might have to visit this story as well, as to how is it that Arsenal just don't seem to get players fit for an entire season. And this is going to be the critical point for them, because as you mentioned, a lot of games coming up in a short space of time during the festive period. The risk of injuries is definitely compounded that much more.
Okay, and we will keep a track of all of those teams. The peloton, the congestion that we had right at the top of the table seems to be easing out. There's a difference of 3 points between Arsenal and Chelsea at number 1 and 2. Then Liverpool and Man City at 30 points each. After that you've got Tottenham. After that you have got United. All quite a bit of space back, and this is slowly beginning to open up into looking like, for example, Chelsea being the team to beat, as we said at the top of the podcast.
Yes, I agree with that, because I think all in all, if you judge by purely from a performance angle, from all the way from the start of the season until now, yes, there have been smaller phases of play where a certain team has done far better than the other. But in terms of overall consistency, I think Chelsea are definitely the team to beat.
Okay, and we just leave you with the stat that Chelsea have 9 straight wins, and that is for the first time in almost 8 or 9 years that they have done that. So naturally shows the kind of depth, and I use the same word my fellow Liverpool fan used, which is relentlessness. And we will keep a track of that relentlessness pretty relentlessly as we gear up for the holiday season with extra special episodes of the pod. And Karan, we'll also be analysing the UEFA Champions League knockout round draws after they're done tomorrow.
Oh boy.
We are assuming you will draw.
The one season that Arsenal actually managed to finish top of the group, and we, after the debacle that we've experienced last season, we finished top of the group. And what happens? We end up having teams like Madrid and Bayern finishing second. So, thank you very much.
So it is going to be a fun draw to watch tomorrow. And of course, we'll also bring out what we think are the best matchups and the dread that Karan has about Juve as well in the coming episodes. So until then, that's all we have time for this week on the podcast. Thank you, Karan. And we'll see you next week. And this is Tariq signing off. See you guys next week.